that was just a short story of how this came about. But I basically got tired of complaining about my first point, that we're losing this heritage. Well, it's one thing to talk, and I'm always saying, yeah, we're losing. Well, it's time to do something about it instead of just talking. And so I thought I'd start with me. Now, I've been involved in music a lot, so I'm thinking, what tools do we need to help restore harmony singing and help restore people singing in alto and tenor and bass and in these sections? Now, here's an important point. Most people learn by ear. Most people don't read music, so they learn by ear. I referenced the time growing up. I can remember sitting next to someone who had a great tenor voice. And it was almost by osmosis I started. Fortunately, that person was really good. That person knew how to read music. That person was singing the right note. And I kind of heard that and started mimicking that and learning by ear. And wow, then I thought, hey, it's not the melody, but it's the tenor part. Wow, it sounds nice. And I started learning that. And then later on, I started making the correlation with the shape notes and the music and how it worked. But never underestimate that mentoring aspect of sitting next to somebody or having somebody who is a great alto or bass or somebody that you can sit next to. Have you ever experienced that? You're sitting next to somebody who's a great singer and you feel like, hey, I can learn. I can sing it that way. Well, that's the concept behind the vocalist training disc that we came up with. Now, here's a picture. This next one, Jim, is the CD that we've just released, the very second one of this series, the Praise and Harmony series. It's actually two discs. The one disc has 300 singers. We recruited 300 singers from 15 different states who came to Tennessee and to Houston to record these 25 contemporary songs that are in the songbook that you have. And it just turned out so beautiful. They put a lot of work in preparing, learning the music, and learning the notes that we sent ahead of time, and we recorded it. And what makes this different, there are so many worship albums coming out, and I really love them, I really enjoy them. But instead of just making another worship album, I thought, what would make it different? Well, one is I wanted one that sounded like you're right in the middle of a worship service. You're right in the middle of a bunch of people experiencing it. And most of the CDs that I have is a small group singing to me. And I'm very, very blessed by that. And I've learned a lot of songs and I've worshiped with that. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's the majority of what's out there. But I thought it'd be neat to draw a lot of people together and have a congregational sound. And so that people can enjoy that. And so that's what these 25 songs are on Glorious God, are the 300 people singing and worshiping. And now the bonus disc is this vocalist training disc. We're calling it the vocalist training disc because it's a little different. It has only, instead of 300 singers, it has 4 individuals. You guessed it, a soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. Now, it's not just all mixed together, so you can't tell who's singing what. It is panned, the word, in the stereo spectrum, in your stereo car. The better way to explain it is your headphones. You have your left and right headphones in the stereo, and there's something a little bit different in the left than in the right. Well, we panned the higher voices hard left. So if you want to just hear the tenor part, you take off the right side of your headphone and all you'll hear is a tenor. Basically having that tenor next to you in your truck or in your home listening to just that part. So if you combine that with the principle of repetition, which is the key to learning, you just take at your time, at your leisure, you don't have to have that person come and spend hours with you. You can just turn that CD to the left channel, the left speaker, and listen to just that part. Now, if you want to learn the alto or the bass, you listen to the right side. Now, this may be more information you want to know, but the reason why we didn't put the men on one side and the women on one side is most people learn by ear, and sometimes it's hard to distinguish the alto and the soprano. if they're both singing. So we put, but almost everyone can tell the difference between a man's voice and a woman's voice. So we put the tenor over here and the bass over here, the soprano over here and the alto over here. So I know it's a simple concept, but we want to make it so easy for people to learn to sing by ear. So that's what this is all about.